Our next presenter is Greg Fickwit with Cherokee Fabrication out of Salem, Alabama, and he'll now present an update on Cherokee's Magnum Ginning. Greg?
Good afternoon. I'm here to give you an update on Cherokee's Magnum Ginning. The economics and practicality of wider ginning machinery is easy to see. It's like comparing the two or six row planting in years past to the modern multi-row planters that we see today, 30, 40, and even perhaps more in some situations today. Same principle applies in the world of cotton ginning. We've seen machinery start out narrow width, 66 inch wide, 72 inch wide, 96 inch wide, and progressively get wider and wider, 120 inch to 144 inch, which we see today. So it was logical for Cherokee to develop the Magnum ginning line, and we did this with the development of the 244 gin machinery. Of course, now we have ginning capacity with one gin line that used to be done by two or three gins in the past. So there are some advantages there. Less machinery translates to less maintenance and more efficient ginning operation. The first prototype of the Magnum Gin went into operation in 2011 at KSM Gin. This was the Keith Shaver Miller Gin located in Monette, Arkansas. Its promise and potential were evident within the first few hours of operation. It was able to sustain ginning rates between 26 to 27 bales an hour with only 4 hours of operation. It hadn't even gotten slicked up yet. It was able to progressively, as it got slicker, we saw the machine run smoother and more consistent. The decision to install a second Magnum ginning line at KSM was made rather quickly. The following year, they had two of the gin lines running side by side, adding to their capacity there. This has also been true. The consistency and the performance of these machines has also been seen in the other machines that have been installed since 2011, both domestically as well as internationally. During the past 3 years, there have been some small refinements in the Magnum ginning line, the gin stand, the feeder, the pneumatic jet, as well as the link cleaner, to add to its already reliable operation. We've seen the 244 gin line being able to cruise at between 26 to 28 bales per hour and even not so good cotton conditions. That's seed cotton that's coming in at high moisture, heavy trash, heavy seed count, and still it was able to sustain these levels of operation. The next logical step for us with the Magnum gin line, or the Magnum 244 gin, was to build one with a new generation of spacers, the narrow spacers, as well as the narrow ribs. And this we did. I now introduce to you the Magnum 270 gin stand. This gin stand, the prototype for it, was installed at Dooley County Gin in Lilly, Georgia, at the beginning of the 2014 gin season. It has ginned approximately 14,000 bales of the 27,000 bales ginned to date. Dooley County Gin originally started out as a 2244 gin plant. We installed the 270 conversion on the number one gin in that plant, and that gave us the opportunity to run side-by-side comparisons, the 244 and the 270. One of the first things we observed about the 270 when it was running there beside the 244 was how well it cleaned the seed. It was obviously, from a visual observation there, apparent that there was a substantial difference there. Its operation throughout the season was very reliable and very smooth. During the middle of December 2014, we conducted some preliminary testing, and I stress preliminary. The testing consisted of capacity runs, pulling actual gin seed samples, and testing these in order to quantify what we thought we had seen from a visual observation, the difference between what we were seeing on the 244 versus the seed coming out of the 270. We observed that we had a gin saw in the 270, that had ginned 14,000 bales, as I stated. The 244 had a saw in it that had only ginned 5,000 bales. We saw a big difference there even with the old gin saw. We observed that even with the old gin saw that it quickly reached capacities running by itself of capacities between 32 to 35 bales per hour. In fact, the consensus of those who observed the capacity testing was observing how smooth the machine operated, even loaded to that level, was that it could probably be pushed even further with more horsepower added to the gin saw, or even more horsepower on the agitator itself. But some felt that it could possibly achieve levels approaching 38 bales an hour, but that it hasn't been proved yet with any actual runs. But we're very pleased with the capabilities and capacities that we have seen with the 270, and even less than optimum conditions, running with an old saw. At the time of the testing, the ambient outside temperature there at the gin was in the low 50s, foggy, misting rain. Incoming seed cotton moisture was ranging between 12% and 14%. After drying, moisture on the feeder apron was between 6% to 7%. Yet we were able to achieve these rates with this gin stand. We tested the seed samples pulled from the 270 as well as the 244, gins running at comparable rates side by side. It revealed that even having an old saw on the 270 that had ginned approximately 14,000 bales and comparing it to the 244 that had a saw that had run only 5,000 bales, there was approximately a 1.5% to 2% difference in the amount of residual lint left on the seed. That is, the 270 left less lint on the seed. And this is what we had visually observed when we first fired them up and started comparing them and observing it throughout the whole year. So for my running, the Magnum 270 this season, and all the normal southeastern ginning conditions, we're very pleased with the performance and the ginning capacity that we found. Having a gin stand with a sustained capacity of 35 bales an hour, and at times even more, is very exciting and promising. And there's the added benefit of the 270's efficiency in cleaning the seed that we have as well. Once again, the practicality and logic of having and installing one gin stand that can do the job of two or three older machines or other models makes sense from an operational and economic standpoint. With the Magnum 270 gin, less is indeed more. Just to show you a couple of slides, this was there at the gin where we had the 244 running, or the 270 running by itself with its 244 sitting beside it there idle. This is when we were actually running the test, and I think at this time when this photo was taken, it was in the range between 31 to 32 bales per hour. And these were 500-pound bales that we were ginning at the time. Some of the same features were brought into the 270 that were already in existence with the 244. That is, we have the pivot front where you can drop the front by pulling a couple pins on the throw-out air cylinders very quickly and easily, gaining access to the gin saw to change it during maintenance. You can also see some of the other features that we've had for a while with the 244, as well as going back to our development of the 174. We have the seed roll retainer cylinder where when the gin comes out, we don't allow the seed roll to drop. Also, the powered roll box cylinder. When you get ready to open our roll box, you just touch a button on the touch screen. We have the pneumatic cylinder there that raises the roll box, as well as on the other side of the gin stand, the inline gear motors, direct driving, the picker roller, the agitator, and if you choose the option with the upper moting, we have a direct drive on it as well. Any questions? Okay, thank you for your attention.